Dr. Davis, we have another question from you. This is the one's from Beverly in Louisiana. She wants to know, what is the best way to attach visible ID to a horse in the event of a disaster? And why would that be important?
Well, if it's a disaster where you're not the person that's doing the evacuation or the animal has to go to a shelter without a known owner, I mean, that's absolutely critical. I mean, having animals in shelters where the owner is not known is a real, real big problem. There are all kinds of ingenious methods. These collars that they put on the necks of brood mares is one possibility. Another method is to take a pair of clippers with a number 40 blade on it and clip your name and phone number in the hair on the side of the horse's neck. I mean, the hair is going to grow back, but that is a marker that won't get lost. Another possibility in a pinch is to get some good sticky duct tape or Elasticon bandage. Put it on your horse's mane and write your name and phone number on it with a Sharpie.
And Dr. McConico, do you have any other thoughts on IDing horses? And I'm curious, when you've been in these disaster situations, how frequently does it happen that horses are separated from their owners?
It happens a lot. I'm sure both Florida and Texas are right in the midst of dealing with that right now in the fire, you know, the folks in the fire areas. I mean, there's some other things that we've seen and that seem to work. Ones that you can actually see from a helicopter, when you can see somebody's cell phone to try to identify so you don't have to get that, you know, ones that you can't access from the road. So we actually have used spray paint on the horse and big, you know, big letters and a cell
sure.
phone number that's outside of the disaster area. So a family member or friend that's a contact outside, because, you know, the cell phone lines get jammed and maybe the owner's in a shelter somewhere. So that's just another option. There's all sorts of different ways, you know, carving something into their foot, but then, well, not their foot, but their hoof. And then, you know, it's difficult when they're in the mud to see those. So this way it's something big that you can see. And again, over a few weeks, that's going to go, it's going to rub off or whatever. And the idea with the clippers works really well. It's, you know, but it takes a little while to do it. I don't know if you've actually tried to put a phone number with clippers in where you can actually read it. It's a little challenging, but hey, you know, if you've got a good set of clippers that'll work, then that's great.